Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back my regular guest, Athena Starr. She is a reverend, a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences. She does this both live and by telephone for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She is also a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she's available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And speaking of workshops, Athena, do you have any coming up?
Yes, I do, actually. We have one coming up this Tuesday night on August 1st, a teleconference.
Beautiful. Okay. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, sure. Anyway, it's always wonderful to be back with you, David.
Good to have you here. I didn't even ask you how you were tonight. How are
That's
you?
That's okay. That's all right. We are good. We are good. We're down here in the South, and you're up there in upstate New York where I grew up. So good to be with you again.
Well, it's good to have you. So anyway, tell us about the teleconference.
Oh, certainly. It's a power manifesting conference, and August is the eighth month, and eight is always, it's the power number. It's infinity and it's abundance. So we're going to start off with a powerful teleconference on August 1st, and we're also going to have one on the 21st, which is the solstice. But August 1st, it's an 811, basically. It's 811 numerology-wise, and if you add that up, 8 and 1 is 9 and 1 is 10. That's a 1. That means new beginnings, new creation. So it will literally be a power manifesting teleconference. It'll be a two-hour conference. And we will be doing a lot of energetics, clearing of cellular patterns, past life stuff, in a group way, meditation, and messages from the Ascended Masters. And each person will be allowed one question, and it'll be $30. And so I will give people information how to link in with that, as we go further on the call, through my website, or if they can, you know, they can just email me as well, which would be more direct, or call me.
Okay, well, you want to give out that information?
Oh, okay, yep, might as well get that out of the way, and then we'll go into our meditation. Yes, the website's athenastar.com, but you can just directly call me at, if everybody gets their pens out, 808-258-1063. Since Tuesday's coming up very quickly, 808-258-1063. And email is just simply Athena Starr, 1R, the number 808 at Gmail. Athena Starr 808 at Gmail. And I will send you the full dissertation for that power teleconference, which is filling up quickly. So if you go through the website, it's slower. Don't email me through the website because that's the older email, and the current one is what I just gave you, or give us a call so we can get you in on that one. Okay. So.
Sounds good.
With that said, go
well, you
ahead,
want to
David.
Lead us in with a meditation, and then we'll go to the switchboard.
Okay, wonderful. So we're going to just do a powerful an invocation right now. Today is 7/28/2017, as we're ending the powerful month of July, which is always the energy of summer, the midsummer dreams, creation, but also just moving through the fruition and creation of what we've planted in the spring. And we want to just do an invocation tonight with all the ascended masters and angels and universal light beings, Alpha and Omega, the great divine creator, the great central sun of suns, calling in the masters and angels that work with each of our guests that are on the call tonight, people in attendance, to guide us divinely in wisdom, healing, truth, for more empowerment, wisdom, joy, love in our lives. Abundance is always important, but most of all, and most importantly, is peace. May peace prevail within each body, mind, and heart as we invoke the mighty I Am Presence now, the golden pillar of light, the mighty I Am Presence from the great central sun beaming down through each of us, each being that's gathered here. As you breathe in, seven counts, hold seven, release seven counts, and do that about seven times as the golden beam comes down through you and through each center, crown center, third eye, throat center, through the heart, solar plexus, abdomen, root center, and through the center of the earth, anchoring us in to the center of the earth with the harmonic shield in full protection. There is literally a harmonic shield. It's a protection shield that's in the earth, and we can link in with that every day, and it grounds us too. And just letting that golden silver cord now move back up through your being, up to the heart center, connecting with a beautiful rose quartz heart centered in the center of our heart. Beautiful rose crystalline quartz, figure eight. Feel that expand within your heart center now and expand throughout your being, the beautiful rose quartz, which brings peace, love, unity, and grace. As it moves up back up through your whole being, enveloped in that beautiful rose quartz and golden crystalline light now. As above, so below. As we anchor in for the next phase on our path, whatever that may be, as we open to the new month of August, the eighth month, in abundance, prosperity, infinite knowing, wisdom, truth. We have infinite knowing, wisdom, and truth, and all is accomplished. Remembering that we are spirit in the body. We are not the body. And in this way, we come back to the reality of knowing that all is possible with God. Letting go of all the cares and worries and thoughts of the day, the week, the past, coming into beautiful crystal, quartz crystal, pink quartz crystal, heart configuration, and just feeling beautiful flower opening up at your heart center for new beginnings, new creation. Extending that out to all family, all your family, friends, your town, through all your town, the city you're in, the country you're in, I'm sorry, the state that you're in, the state that you're in, the country that you're in, the continent, all continents, and finally we're linking in with all of planet Earth, all of humanity, extending this around the planet in oneness for global peace, harmony, and abundance. As we are all interconnected and linked in, we send this out as well and just know that all is in divine order all the time. Even though it doesn't seem like it, we come back to our peace and our center in that knowingness. Coming back and feeling that connection within our own heart of hearts, that all is possible and that we are not the body, but we are the light creating within this temple that we are embodied with in this lifetime. But we are far beyond this body. And in this way, we are way beyond what the mind, the linear mind, tells us on a daily basis. So coming back to center, feeling that oneness, that knowingness, and so it is. We call forth everyone to come back to the cosmic heart as we put our right hand over our heart and remember to receive and to know and to just be.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, we have quite a few callers on the line. I haven't talked to all of them. Our first caller is Kimberly, but before we go to the phone lines, I just wanted to put it out there that I have a very full schedule, folks, and you can check it out. I'm booked through next January. Athena will be on the show again, I believe, in September or October. I don't have the date in front of me, but she's on every 3 months. And if you want to check out upcoming shows, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark, spelled with an E. So let's go to the phone lines, and our first caller is Kimberly. And Kimberly, you're live.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, good. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
What state are you in?
I am in Georgia.
Okay, great. And what question do you have tonight?
My question is about career life path. Like in the direction I'm supposed to be going according to my soul at this moment.
According to your what?
Soul.
Oh, your soul. Yes, of course. Thank you. Of course. I'm sorry, that word, I didn't hear that word, and I'm like, according to your what?
Okay.
It's funny. We have to have a little humor, you know. According to your what? My soul path, yes, absolutely. Now, that's the best way to word that question, because you will always be on track if that's what your
right.
focus is. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So tell me what job you're in right now and what you're projecting for, please. That helps me then go into your soul records better. Mm-hmm.
Right now, I am teaching biology in a public high school, and I am getting back into writing. So I've been journaling and writing poetry, but I'm going to start on a memoir about my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, and you're a very good teacher, too. You're very thorough and you care, and people know that. You're very good. You've been you're like a rock of Gibraltar.
Thank you.
To many people. Mm-hmm. And you have had a very interesting life, too, and some ups and downs like everyone, but you've had a great journey that will be a great teaching for many people. And it will be interesting. You need to know that, but also interject in it the symbolisms and the importance of each step of the journey so that people can relate to it. Always remember that it's important that they relate to what it is that you're writing about, and that will help make it more, engage them more, so to speak.
Okay.
Because your book is that way. It's like a teaching book, too, so it'll be very good. That's what your guides are saying. And so present it in a way that it's teaching others as well. Because you are a teacher, a great teacher. And that will make the book easier for you. Because then you'll have, like, different themes and that kind of thing. Okay?
Okay.
So that book will be successful if you do it in that way that I just said. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Well, let's put it this way. They're saying, they're suggesting it. There's never a thing of telling somebody. It's just suggesting it.
Okay.
And be patient with yourself. But see that you have been great, very successful. The teachers often don't get the kudos that they should get, but your guides are saying you have done tremendous work. You don't even, and you don't get to see. You know that, did you ever see the movie, The Emperor's Club?
No, I have not.
Kevin Klein. You'd love it. The Emperor's Club, Kevin Klein, go and rent it, or, you know, Redbox or whatever soon, okay? You'd enjoy
okay.
it very much. He plays the role of a teacher that teaches about Julius Caesar and the king, the ancient kings, you know, the emperors, all the emperors. That's what his it's history and emperors of Rome and all that. Okay, so bottom line is at the end of the movie, he said, he made it so clear. It's like the teacher often never get to see the full impetus of how they've affected people's lives. And so
yeah.
that's shown at the end of that. So you need to see that because spirit, your angels are saying so that you really get, when you see that, you'll get not the things of what his student did or like that, but just the end where it's shown to him the impact and how he helped so much people, how he changed people's lives. So you should see that. So it'll be an inspiration to you in your work, so you won't feel like I'm doing this, but it's like I'm getting tired of it and whatever, I've done it because I had like that. So it'll change your attitude about it as well.
Okay.
Not just that movie, but that's what they're saying to tell you. That's the most important message for you tonight. And there's more for you, so I hope you'll follow through with us for either the teleconference or for other private session, because there's more, a lot more with, the masters that work with you. And you very much in the presence of Christ and Mother Mary and the archangels as well, is what I'm getting. So
okay.
It's a pleasure to speak with you tonight.
You as well. Thank you.
So
thank
keep
you so much.
Focusing on the book, and your teachings will become more elevated as well as a result, because it's all like the beautiful road pathway ahead of you now. A more beautiful pathway ahead of you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
God bless.
Thanks, Kimberly, for calling. Good luck with the
Thank
book.
You,
Have you started it yet?
I started it and I stopped. I got to pick it back up. I started it and I stopped. I just have to get back to it.
Okay. Well, hang in there and make it a priority or it will never get done.
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
I will.
You can do it.
I will.
I'm sure it'll be a great book. Keep
Thank
us posted.
You. I will.
Okay. Good night, honey.
Good night. God bless. Bye.
God bless
Bye.
You. All right. Our next caller is Ann. And Ann, you're live.
Hello, Athena. How are you?
Good. Have I talked to you before?
I don't remember.
Okay. You sound familiar. And what state are you calling from?
California.
Okay. Wonderful. Nice to speak with you. What can we help you with tonight?
I have a question. My daughter, she moved to Massachusetts with her boyfriend. And I would like to ask you if you see that she will stay there for a year or more, she will come back home.
What's her first name?
Ilana.
Okay. Yeah, you were very close to her, very connected with her, and I know it. It saddens your heart. And yet you know there's a reason for everything, right? Higher reason for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. When did she go there, please? What month? Did she just go like this past month?
She moved in June. Yeah,
June.
About a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was getting about a month. Okay. Let's see. Follow this through here. It's not so much how long she'll stay, but that she needed to, she felt she needed this to spread her wings to do. Is she, how old is she, please?
22.
Okay. To spread her wings, to expand, to, she is kind of, there's excitement about it and everything, but when the winter starts coming, it'll be a little different when the colder thing starts happening. Right now it's, it's fine. Everything's moving along. I'm just going to follow this down in those next few months. But it's not so much that you would want to wish her to come back, but rather that for the best, the highest and the best for her, which is what you do sincerely from your heart wish for her. There is, there's a, what I'm getting is there's a sense that the, that person she's with, their boyfriend, is not at her same vibrational equivalent, which means that there's probably going to be some challenges coming up with that. He's somehow, I see like back and forth, like a rubber band or something, like back and forth. He is not maybe as mature as her, is that right?
I don't know, maybe. He's kind of a loner, you know, he's very private and
what's
I don't
his
know,
first name?
No, their relationship.
Okay. What's his first name?
Sebastian.
Okay. You don't know him very well, right?
I met him a few times. He's nice, but he likes, you know, he's a very private person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. He's quiet, reserved. But I'm getting in the fall time, like late fall or something, some difficulties with that going on with him and her. As I'm following the timeline, just kind of looking into the energy, there's going to be some difficulties coming up. I don't know if she's going to openly share it with you because there's a thing of not wanting to feel like the person, like you're a failure or whatever. But I'm getting a sense that by next spring or so, or even before then, she'll feel it before that, that things aren't going the way she had felt they were going to go. But when she would admit it to you, I'm not sure exactly, but that's what Spirit's saying. So see, you've sensed that intuitively, and you're right on that, they're saying. So the best you can do is to pray, to meditate on it, but also to see her, just envision her in full happiness and success in her life. And if that means her returning to California, then so be it. They're saying not to think in ways of, oh, we, you know, she made a mistake, blah, blah, blah. Not think negatively, but in a positive way that this is a learning, it's an experience, it needs to happen, and so be it. And yet allowing the highest vision for her success. In that way, she can open up more to you. But there is going to be some challenges coming up with that relationship. And I don't see it past next spring. That's what's being shown to me right now. Now, that doesn't mean, oh, by, you know, next spring, if she doesn't, you know, that was wrong. But that's what they're showing us. So you're right on it. So your guides want you to know that you're right on that. And we can do more in private because I help to do energy work and soul clearings and that kind of thing. So we could work with you some more privately if you wish to. You have my contact information. But basically, but don't worry. Everything will work out in the highest way, but hold the highest positive thoughts for her because it's a learning for her. Okay, ma'am?
Okay, so there's a chance that she may be back by spring in back in California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, because so you're your positiveness with her will help her to come to see that, and she knows that there's unconditional love and all of that. But it's by or before the fall of this year, she's going to start. She may even say some things to you that be clues, but there's some challenges. It's just like it's not vibrationally not the highest for her. It's not the right relationship, but she'll learn that. She'll come to learn it, okay?
I hope so. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. God bless you.
God bless you.
Archangel
Michael. Oh, yeah. I forgot one more thing. I got to call on Archangel Michael, especially with that relationship, okay?
And help with that relationship, Archangel Michael, right?
Archangel Michael to come in with his swords of the blue flame to cut to in protection with her. That's what I'm getting to tell you. So I can tell you more in a private session. I'm not going to tell you on the phone. Okay. She's fine. She's not in danger. It's just that they're saying to call on Archangel Michael to help you with this as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much.
Good night, Anne. God bless. Okay, our next caller is Donna. And Donna, you're live.
Oh, thank you, David. Hi, Athena. This is Donna from California. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to know about my love life. I'm not in a relationship right now, and I'd, you know, at one point like to meet someone and perhaps get married.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what you were picking up on this.
Say that again. You're getting married in 2 weeks?
No, I would like to get married at some point in my life. It could be a year, 2 years, 3 years. Oh, gosh.
No, that's cool. I don't know why, but that just flashed through. 2 weeks. Maybe you have some humor angels around you or something. No, but that could sometimes things come through like that. It could be you meet somebody soon in a few weeks. That could, it's coming up. What's your name again, please?
Donna.
Okay. Donna. Let's see here. Yep, and you still have some remnants of old issues with past relationships, which the work that I do in private sessions and teleconferences is to help clear some of those issues. Energetically, we go into your Akashic records and can help you with that. There's some there. Everybody has some, but there's some still resistance. And so the person that's coming in that you're manifesting, that you're doing good with visioning and writing out, yeah, the qualities and knowingness, and you've done your homework on all of that. That is very good. And that person is coming into your life, and I do feel it is before the end of this year. That's what I'm getting. But there's some remnants of past stuff that still would resist someone fully engaging with you in a just 100% love, you know, divine love relationship, as we would call it, soul partner. So you need to, you know, follow through with that, the clearing that's needed. But also, the party, I feel you'll meet that person. I'm sorry. It's a social gathering. They're showing me like a social gathering toward the end of the year. Maybe even November, December, somewhere in there. And it'll be kind of like you'll be at a gathering and it's like, oh, and you just kind of connect and meet, and you both feel it. You feel the connection, and it's not a surprise because you have been working on it, and so has he. He's been working on the right partner as well, coming into his life, and there'll be a camaraderie there. I see you holding hands, having fun, like dancing, you know, walking together, not so much hiking, but walking together, and what's showing us is a very wonderful compatibility that you've been seeking a long time. And you've had your share of a few relationships and partners that were, you learned from them. They were learning partners, right? Transitional, blah, blah, blah. And you've come a long way, and you're doing very well. So, but your guides want you to know. So, yes, absolutely, that party is coming. And but there's still some things about fear of trust issues and that kind of thing that can be easily cleared for you and assist you. And you can that in that way be more powerful in your meditations and everything. Okay.
Yeah. I'll check out your website and
Okay. Give us a call and then Right, and Tuesday we have the teleconference I had mentioned. We'll mention it again at the end of the call. Okay, God bless now.
Thanks, Nina Star. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And who's next? Hello, David.
Hello, Athena.
Hi.
Hi. I'm your next caller. I was just unmuted.
Okay.
Okay.
And what is your name?
It's Miranda. I'm calling from California.
Oh, great. We have a lot from California tonight. I love California. Northern or southern?
Northern. It's a beautiful place for sure.
Yes. It's my favorite. I love it. It's wonderful. And like Marin County, that kind?
I'm up near San Francisco area. Like I'm in Northern California.
I have good friends that live in Rafael, that area.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So I'm just calling.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was calling to see what you pick up around career. I'm getting back into the counseling field after a bit of a break, and there are a couple of opportunities open to me. I'm just seeing what you pick up regarding this.
In counseling, as in social counseling?
Yeah, I have a background in clinical social work.
Very good. And you were very good in that with it. And now you're back into it, it'll be at a whole different level, so it's going to be like a whole different world for you dynamically. So, and that's good to know because you're at a different level. So it won't be like the past, and you will enjoy it, and it'll help you in many different areas of your life as well. So you're saying there's two opportunities. I see one that's stronger than the other. I'm not sure how to describe it. Wait, feels like it's a bigger organization. Does that help?
Yeah, one is bigger and one is a little smaller. And yeah, I'm gravitating towards one more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just trying to pick up on what you saw in terms of maybe the population that I would be working with, or just whatever you saw, the setting and.
Okay. Well, a first flash was the larger organization is the one that is there's more potential there, but the smaller one would be more personal for you, more of course, more are you gravitating toward the smaller one?
I am. Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. That's good. Somehow, I don't know why the big, hold on. There's more potential in the big one for progress, but the smaller one, they're saying you would be more content, more happy, self, you know, contentment. Mm-hmm. And so that is the right one for you. It's just the larger one flashed in only because it has a, you know, greater vibration because it's larger. That's why, I suppose so. Either one, they're saying, is, you will do very well. It's just where you feel the most comfortable and where you feel the with the people that are involved, the people, the circle of people, if they're then that way they're more like-minded and it's like a fish in water kind of thing. So that's why this, I think the smaller one has that more for you. And and it is a good time to do that, and I feel you will be successful with that one. There may be another, there's another option coming up, not just those, but is it like you have to make the decision now with those two?
No, No, not at all. There's no rush as such. No.
Oh, okay. Because there's another one that just flashed into the circle. Another opportunity coming up. Let's see. In a week or two, within 2 weeks, another one is going to, well, there's unlimited really, but another one that you're going to be making a choice among three, but that there's this other one that is a key for you, and you will also like that one, so you might choose that one instead. So they're saying don't make the decision too soon. Again, mm-hmm. also, I don't know if you know, but Mercury is going retrograde August 13th through September 5th, which means it's not a time to make new decisions, new contracts. People don't get married during those time. Things are delayed. Computers mess up. There's car accidents.
Right.
There's storms. All of that. So you never want to make the decision during that time, either before it or wait until after it if you can. But
mm-hmm.
those two opportunities might not be there
mm-hmm.
after that. So keep that in mind. But there's one other that's flashing in soon. Oh, actually, it's within. I feel like it's within a week. There's another one that you're going to connect with somehow, and so it's going to be among the three. So it'll be the smaller one, that other one, and the big one kind of like
mm-hmm.
phases out.
So mm-hmm.
if I were you, I'd make that decision, you know, definitely before the 11th or 12th of August. Either make it before that, or just postpone it and wait until mid-September to relook at other opportunities, because as you said, you don't have a rush. Okay,
right, sounds good. Okay,
yeah. And but I see if you choose either one of those before
mm-hmm.
August 13th, it will, even though you're starting it during that time,
right.
As long as you decide before it, you're a-okay, and you're going
right.
to do whatever you're choosing. Your little angels are saying, no matter what, Kuan Yin, I get Kuan Yin with you. You'll be very successful. It'll be very good for you, and it'll add to your repertoire and everything else that you're doing in your beautiful pathway. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
God bless. Hello? Is there another person that had a question?
Yes, hi. This is Valerie. How are you?
Okay. What's your first name again?
Valerie.
Okay, Valerie. Great. And where are you from?
California as well.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I got to move to California. Okay. And what's your question?
I saw a job last week, and it was full-time. And the initials of the company was an N, and I was told that probably wouldn't be the best position for me to take. But now that same company has posted a part-time position, which I'm considering applying for. So if I apply for it, do you see me getting it, and will it be a success?
The part-time? Okay. You don't want a full-time?
No.
Okay, got it. Yeah, you will have that one. You have to hurry up and do it, though.
Hurry up.
Don't wait. Mm-hmm. Hurry up before it slips away is what I'm getting. It will be, and if it doesn't, then another one will come along. But yes,
well, it's pretty hard for a part-time position to come along. I've been waiting for this for over a year.
Correct. So when did you see it?
I saw it a day or two ago.
Okay, so get on it right away. Put your best foot forward and everything. You have a high potential of getting it. I don't know if it's 100% of getting it, but you're very close to it. It's like, yes, you can. You're very qualified, probably overqualified, and they will like you, and you'll do a great, you know, rapport with it, and it will be successful, yes. But you got to get on it and really put your 100% into it for that right away, okay?
Oh, to apply?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you see that it's going to be a nice working environment with like-minded people?
Yes, it is, but it's not the end of the road. It's like something else that's going to come along in 6 months from now, or a few months, something else. But it will be, yes, it will be. The rapport is good with that one, definitely. The rapport with you and around you. But there's something else in 6-8 months that's coming up for you. That so you're going to be doing some moving, but around, but yeah, all good. You're on an uphill, I want to say.
Could it possibly be a promotion within the company? Because I basically want to
say Yes. I get a yes, yes, yes on that one. 3 yeses. That's definite. Mm-hmm.
For that same company.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah, there. Their answers are short and sweet for you. But, again, I would encourage you also to follow through with for a session or come to our teleconference on Tuesday night. You heard me announce it, right?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. To,
I'll get right away and go ahead and put the application in because I was hesitant being that the first one was full-time. I said, no, I want a part-time. And then I turned around and looked. I said, wait a minute, there's a part-time at the same company? Maybe I should go ahead and do that.
Yes.
And you're saying it'll be a success and it'll be fine.
Very high potential for success. You have to put 100% focus in it and let them know that you are the best for that position and everything, and just like you would at any other thing.
Of course.
Because there's others that are going to be, there's others applying, but you have to move on it, put your 100% into it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Valerie. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Okay, our next caller is Sharon, and then we'll go to area codes. Hi, Sharon. You're live.
Hello.
Sharon, can you hear us? You might have yourself muted. We'll give you a minute.
Oh, my God, you're right. I did have myself muted. I have no idea what happened. I was scared talking.
I can't tell you how many times that happens.
Oh, my God, I don't even
know
how that happened.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. I was talking and thanking you for taking my call. Jesus.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, and I had more of a question on career, and I just wonder the energy you pick up. Do you see me staying where I'm at now or maybe another opportunity coming in?
Okay. And are you in California too?
Oh, sorry. Now I'm in Arizona. Sorry to blow the roll there.
That's okay. You're 3 hours ahead of us anyway. That's okay. So you're California time. All right. Arizona. Yay. I love it. Tucson and Sedona, they're great. May I ask what type of work are you in, please?
It's marketing and sales, and I love the nature of it. It's just, I don't know how to, sometimes
it's,
the people
it's
I
okay.
work with.
It's demanding, and you have some hyper people around you, hyper.
Well, you know, like that previous caller you had, she said, oh, will it be like-minded people when I move into a company? I think we all feel that way. We just don't want to get with other people that are like tap into where, oh, no, this is presenting me an opportunity for growth kind of thing.
Correct.
Again, you know,
correct,
for the millionth time in our lives. It's
right.
Just, you know,
yep,
the nature of the work I love.
Yep.
So I was just wondering if there might be another opportunity coming up. I mean, I can see myself staying in this work arena till I pass on to the other plane. I just wondered if the energy was showing any opportunities.
Sure. Okay, hold on. And yes, you're right. And there's sometimes when people just aren't aligned, but even, and then we could try to assist energetically and everything else, but they just don't. And we, what happens is you grow out of the vibration of, when you excel the vibration of the place that you're in around you, then the universe will move you out of there. It's just, you know, physics. Your higher being, your higher essence, your I am presence moves you out of that. It's like you graduate from it. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that we do graduate from those things, those situations, because there's some souls around us that no matter what they're working with us, you're in a sense engaged in their vibration all the time. So, and they don't want to shift or change, so it would be holding you back. So that's when that happens, when we outgrow, when we move beyond vibration, then we graduate, we get to move on. So you're getting to that point in that, where you are. It's not terrible, and you do, you kind of work with the energies and kind of shift it as you go along and kind of neutralize
things.
Yeah,
see, that's exactly what's happened. Sometimes it gets really horrible, and then I've, like you said, worked with it, and then it shifts, and then it's doable, and then, you know, there'll be, you know.
Yeah, you neutralize it, and you're doing a good job with it. And they're saying once you come to peace with yourself, realizing that it is what it is, it's all energetics, and you just forgive it and bless it and send it back into the universal light. I forgive it and bless this and release it to the universal light. And when you do that, not to someone, but to the universal light, and you just take some breaths and just do that, it kind of helps to them to get it also energetically. So that you're not, it's no longer you and them, it's just, you're just forgiving the energy, it's just the energy, people, their souls of light, and that it's just the energetic, their characters and stuff, their conditioned responses from when they were little babies, and that's how they, so we're not going to go into that, changing that. So that's what that is, you know, the more you neutralize, and all of a sudden, boom, you're no longer, you're not there anymore, and the next, you get to move on to a higher vibrational situation. So bottom line is, what I'm getting is, there is an opportunity coming up in the next few months or so that will present itself, that will be some another company, another situation where it's similar, but work at a different level. It's kind of like a promotion for you, but in a different place and company. And I see that you'll be more at peace there. It'll be more respect. You won't have to deal with the certain energies that you're dealing with. It'll just flow better and be more respectful and honoring. And so, yes, I see that coming for you. That's what they just showed us, just as I was talking. So that's a good thing for you, and something to know in your knowingness. What you would envision as your next level of creation in that arena, and that's what's manifesting. So the answer is yes, and when you've neutralized in your environment, you're no longer attached to the stuff going on and all that, that's when you graduate. So that's coming up not too far away. Okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And call us.
Thanks for calling.
Do more.
Thank you, David. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, David.
Okay,
thank
God
you.
Bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless
you both.
Arizona.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to give out Athena's contact information again because we have a lot of callers on the line. We're not going to be able to get to all of you. And you can reach her at athenastar.com. or at area code 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063. And now I'm going to go to area codes, hear somebody that I think had slipped down the queue, so I'm going to go to them because I saw this number earlier. It's area code 916. Is this Wendy?
Hi, David. Yes, it is. How are you?
Good. How are you, honey?
Oh, I'm feeling a little tired. I'm less worried today than yesterday. I can't imagine that they wouldn't approve it. They don't want to mess with ABA.
Well, ask Athena your question, dear.
All righty. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, hi. Is this Athena?
Yes, this is Athena. Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, and I just started a job, but then I had to request an ADA leave so I could get my hearing aid fixed, and it's pending. Do you think that they'll let me start fresh in September, and I'll get a new boss and a new trainer?
I had trouble hearing what you said to get your ADA fixed.
Oh, I'm sorry. American Disability claim request, because my hearing aid went out, and I just started a new job, so I have a claim pending so that I can take time off to address the issue, and I'm hoping to restart in September with a new trainer and a new boss. Do you think that'll happen?
Oh, okay. Yes, either between mid-September and early October is what I'm getting. It might be more early in October that will be happening. Yes, I'm getting a yes on that, definitely.
Okay, that sounds good. I'd rather be out of the heat anyway. So, and do you see me learning the training? Will they be happy with me and keep me for at least 3 years?
Yes, I'm getting like a couple years, and then something else might change about where you're,
okay,
what you're doing or whatever. But at least 1 to 2 years. But it's because you might have a change in your own schedule or what you're wanting to do or something.
So I'll be deciding. I'll make the change, not them.
Correct.
Okay. Well, thank you, Athena. You have a very nice day.
You too.
Take care, Wendy.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Sorry to cut you off. Okay, area code 347, you are live. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Yep. Hi there.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Great. I wanted to ask about my love life. I wanted to know if you saw me getting into a serious relationship soon.
Well, yes, it is. You can feel that, too. I know you can feel intuitively that there's someone coming in. Have you had dreams about that new person?
No, I do have amazing dreams, but I really feel like I'm ready. I've done, you know, all my energy work and, you know, just
you
I know
have.
I'm deserving. I know I'm worthy.
Yeah.
And I'm ready. I'm just waiting to meet him.
You are. You totally are ready. And
yeah.
He has been preparing for you too, you know, in that way too, as well as looking for you. So yes, and there's a funny thing about that: as soon as you stop putting out wanting or looking for him or whatever, and you just know it's already it's already happening energetically, and you bring it into your heart center in that knowingness. You literally merge with that knowingness, and you do that on a daily basis. Then it'll just happen by us. It'll just happen more easily. So it's like not putting out, like he's out there somewhere. He's already with you and within you as you. So when you merge with that, that's the last step of that. It's just knowingness, okay? So, yes, and I get, as I'm speaking, I'm getting October. October is flashing in October and through the, you know, the fall. And so, yes, you will, there is that partner coming forward. And I do get that it's before the end of the year. If it doesn't happen before the end of the year, don't go saying, oh, those channels told me the wrong thing. Don't do that.
Uh-huh.
Just know that you may have even passed paths, or you didn't, or you were going to go do something sometime and you didn't go, or whatever. Just know that the universe is bringing you together with that person. You're going to meet him. He is a soul partner, and it is wonderful. It's all of everything that you're and there's no, nobody's punishing or delaying anything. It is coming together. So absolutely. So in the 2018, I see you walking and talking with that soul partner, and it's time for that, and it's your time, and you've done your homework, and you've done very well with it, and he is in lightness, and he has a great sense of humor too, and likes to travel, and likes dancing, and enjoys music, and all of the things that you love as well. Okay.
Yes, I will do what you say and feel like it already happened and let you guys know.
Okay.
Sounds good, Katie. You do that.
Thank
Your
you,
energy
Thank
sounds
you.
Great. Energy sounds great. You
Thank
just put
you.
That
Thank
out
you.
There to the universe and you'll
yep.
get what you're looking for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
And,
good night and God bless.
And just a reminder, David, that those on the call that maybe came on later, is that I do have a power manifesting teleconference this Tuesday night, August 1st, for everyone to get a real power start in August, because that's the month of infinity and abundance and creating. And it's at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's a two-hour teleconference, very powerful. So do get in touch with me, 808-258-1063, or email me directly, because the email on my website, I'm so sorry, is the older email, but the current one is just athenastar808@gmail.com. athenastar808@gmail.com. Okay? And I'll send you all the information and or private sessions. We work on a sliding scale with people, so we're happy to do that. And look forward to working with a lot of you. The teleconferences are very powerful, and we can do a lot. Okay. Next person. Oh, sorry.
Okay, area code 812, you're live. What's your name, please?
Hi, David and Athena. My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm calling from Indiana.
Okay, Indiana, good.
Mm-hmm. And my question is, I have two guys to choose from. One is named Michael and the other one is Donovan. I was wondering what you see.
Wow, she has a choice, David. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
That's wonderful, because they're both soul partners of you from past lifetimes, is what I'm getting first off. What was your
mm-hmm.
first name again? Your first name?
Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And I just turned 33 on July 23rd, so.
Beautiful. Okay. Take your time with it. No rush. Okay, so Michael or Donovan. It is your decision, as you know, of course. We can't.
Yeah.
Spirit never tries to make decisions for others. They just help to point things out or whatever.
Right.
One of them makes you laugh and more, and you feel lighter around and more at peace with yourself, mm-hmm. that you can be yourself. One of them does that more than the other one, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one.
Okay.
That's the one.
Because they both make me laugh. That's what I'm just, like, saying. But, like, Donovan's not more open. And, like, I've known Michael. No, he's a Virgo. He's not. He's more, not really open with his feelings. And Michael is more open, and actually, to be honest, I am married to Michael, but we're separated, but I'm dating Donovan, so that's my issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I felt when you first said Mike, and you, of course you said his name first, I felt you were closer to him, closer in harmony also, in awareness and in harmony. Donovan is, there's a love there, there's an alignment. Okay, hold on. Let me just ask for your highest good. But they're saying the one that you feel, and that is true, because I saw you with more with Michael in terms of being yourself and all of that. But there were issues, and you're that's getting worked through. And I see that now you're, it's like at a crossroads kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because Michael still does care and love you, and he wants it to work, right? Am I right? He wants to work it.
I haven't spoke to him since July 4th, and I don't have a way to get in contact with him. He lives in another state, and Donovan lives in the same state as me.
You can't get a hold of Michael?
Michael's getting treatment for a past drug problem, and he's getting out next month.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Well, that's why I'm picking up his spirit then very strongly. That's what I'm telling from his spirit is telling me. He cares very deeply. He wants it to work out. And yet he's very compassionate, but he also had, you know, issues which we don't know for sure if it's complete because it's still a short time since. But I'm hearing him saying, he wants it, you know, he loves you and he wants it to work out and everything. That's what I'm hearing from him. Okay, so now let me just focus with Donovan here for a minute. Yeah, Donovan doesn't have as many issues, but he's more more serious, but straightforward, but also has his more of his life together, right, than Michael did.
Well, right now Donovan lives with family, and he's trying to get a place and everything like that. I've known Donovan. I met Donovan back in April.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a while. He'll come around. He is more stable and more serious and focused in his life. Michael, kind of. Okay, it doesn't matter what I'm not going to compare them. I'm going to just say to you what your guides are saying is to take your time. There is no rush. Allow things to flow and unfold. It'll be very clear to you within 3 months. I know it seems like a long time, but within 3 months from now, it will become very clear to you which choice is the right one. Choose the one that is the one you feel more compatible with, but also that is focused, that is more sure-footed. They're showing me like feet on the ground, on the ground, grounded, and that it will be shown to you. That they're saying not to worry. Within 3 months, I'm getting that from Mary, Mother Mary, you will know very clearly, and the time will go very quickly. So in the meantime, just kind of, be observing and looking at the whole situation and just let things flow, but don't like make any decisions with either one of them until 3 months.
Right.
Okay?
All right. Okay, I have a quick question. Am I going to hear from Michael again? Because like I said, I haven't talked to him since July 4th.
Yeah, you will see. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You
will.
Know
when?
It feels like mid-August or toward the end of August. Sometime in August you'll hear from him. But be cautious. Be not cautious, but just one step at a time, Spirit's saying.
Right.
But
okay.
You will see a change in him. He does want it, but you have to just feel, let it unfold. Don't jump in at any situation. Let things unfold, and within 3 months, in 3 months, you will know the answer, the right answer. But don't make any decisions for at least 3 months. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay. Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you.
All right, Nicole.
Uh-huh. Bye.
God bless.
Bye. God bless you too. Bye.
Thank you so much. Well, Athena, the hour is up. Unless you want to take another caller, we have a bunch of them.
Why do they all seem to come on at, because they get home from work and then they go, oh.
Yeah,
I'm
probably
go on David's
people getting home from work. Well, let's put it out there.
Yeah.
Athena's got a teleconference this week on Tuesday, and she also does do a lot of work with people individually. She works on a sliding scale basis. You can reach her through her website at athenastar.com, where her phone numbers are displayed. The best number to reach her at is area code 808-258-1063. And Athena, thank you for a great show.
Thank you, and I could do one or two more callers if you wanted to, David.
Fine, that's fine. I'm sure that people would appreciate it. Boy, we've got a lot of callers from area code 203 tonight, but the next one, we'll get to one of you. The next one in line is area code 856. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks so much, Athena. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. Laura from?
New Jersey.
Oh, yes, I remember you. I'm glad you're still doing well. Go ahead, sweetie. What's happening or how can we help you?
Well, I have a contract until the first week of October.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still hoping to get a job, or, you know, like a more stable job or another contract. I did start an LLC, so I started out with this new contract that I just got. And I was wondering if you see me getting a contract immediately after this one so that I can get my house finally.
I remember your vision for your beautiful house, yes. And then congratulations. I'm glad you got that contract now, and you're pretty happy with that one, yes?
Yeah, the people are nice.
Good. Wonderful. You've been through a lot. Let's see here. Yes, there is another contract after this one. Or this one, could this one get renewed? Because I'm seeing it's possible it could get extended.
I'm not sure if it gets extended, I don't think it will be a very long extension. But the thing is, I'm working for a company that begins
mm-hmm.
with an S. They're the ones who contacted me because they wanted to get a foot in the door with this client. They wanted to get it because this client that I'm working for, they needed somebody with my skill set. And
mm-hmm.
this other company that I'm actually getting my – they're like this – I get my paychecks from them, the company that begins with an S.
Yeah.
But they also, I'm wondering if maybe the extension or maybe the second contract, perhaps it's with them because they
yeah.
put a bid in on a job in Atlanta. And if that comes through, then I might have an opportunity to work for them out of Atlanta on a contract. But again, that would be a contract, so I wouldn't move down there. But I'm just wondering if you see that, or if you think it's going to be the client that extends me.
I don't know, but there's an extension coming. So the bottom line is you're protected, and it feels like you have both options, and it feels like that contract you said about Atlanta, that's going to come true through that thing. So it will be extended, and yes, so it's you're in a good connection there, and it's very good. It's going to continue to flow. Okay?
Oh, yeah, and then the house should come soon too,
yeah.
then, right?
Right. One step at a time.
You know, that's what I want, that house so bad. That's what I'm focused on. But I need that work. Thank you, Tina. Thank you.
Yes. God bless. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, David. Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome, Laura. You too. Okay, we're going to go to area code 203, and the first three digits of your phone number are 675.
Hi, thank you. I'm so grateful.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Pat from Connecticut.
Okay, Pat, I wondered where 203 was.
That's
we've got three callers from there. Go ahead, Pat.
I'm going to be really quick if you could do two quick questions. One, I thought I had made a new friend. He's been helping me with my computer work, and I think his boundaries are not going to be good. Is this right, and should I stop this?
His boundaries are not good?
Physical, you know, I think he's going to push boundaries on me with intimacy instead of a friendship.
Yeah, that is right.
Okay.
That is correct.
And
he was good at computers, but there's other people that are better, and there's someone else that you're going to get that it'll be a better situation. So, yeah, he is. He's also pushy, and I'm getting it, like, his one hand doesn't talk to the other. It's like he's not truthful in some things, so he's not a good, it's not good for you.
Thank you. Next quick question is, if you can tell me what is going on with my body, I feel like it gets attacked, and I go through such pain. The tissue hurts, the bones hurt, the spine hurts, headaches, fingers hurt, toe hurts, and it's like attack in the sense that it comes one day and it will stay for a day or two and then gone and then come back.
Well, have you seen a medical doctor?
Yes.
And what are they saying?
Nothing really. I'm gonna go again, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know.
I'm not a medical. I don't do medical doctor stuff. But energetically, there is something energetically that we could go and do a clearing with you. It's some energies that from ancient something with something that it goes back in time, and it's a binding, it's some kind of binding, so we could energetically assist you, and then if there's other holistic or medical things, you know, as well to add to that. But there is, I see that we could do a few sessions with you to help you karmically clear some curses and things of the past. Okay,
I'm on disability. You do have a sliding scale?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll look you up.
We can discuss that. So either call me, or the email is athenastar808@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Because the email through the website's not going to get to me. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
And have a great day.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Take care, Pat. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. All right, Athena. Well, are we done for the night?
I think I hear these people. I hear them saying, oh, let me ask my question. I can hear them. Isn't that interesting how they're tuning in somehow? Or maybe they know me or they heard of me or something. How many
they're
more
hanging
are there?
In, they're hanging in there, too, you know, even
how
though
many
we
more
said
are
we
there?
Just. Well, there are too many, but let me count. One, two, three, four. There's five more.
Well, I feel energized tonight, but if you want to end the show, it's fine with me. Either way.
I can keep going. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay, back to area code 203. This time it's 558. What's your name?
Hi, this is Victoria, calling from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Victoria. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I'm so glad that you extended the show, first of all, so thank you. I was calling to ask a question regarding to my love life. Just wanted to ask if you see Jeff coming back into my life.
Your name's Victoria?
Yes.
It's a beautiful name. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, okay, so just think about him in your mind's eye.
Okay.
I feel he's with someone else, or he's distracted with somewhere else at this time, right? With someone else?
I'm not sure if he's with someone else.
Okay. Well, that's all right. You may not be aware of that, but I'm seeing the picture of him, so as I'm asking you to confirm it, but it's all right. If you don't know, it's okay. So I'm seeing that he's distracted here and there, whatever, but the but is, yes, he is going to return back, circle back, because there is a strong bond with you. I feel like you've been doing meditation on this, and what you don't want to do is have anybody, don't put any spells on him, okay? if you've been thinking about it or whatever, don't do that.
Okay?
Yeah. You never want to do that, because if a relationship is to be with you, yours, it will the higher realms, your angels and everything, God will help you with that. Don't do that, because I feel like you've been considering that or whatever. Don't do that. Okay, so he will come back to you. That's what I'm getting from Kuan Yin. She's the goddess of compassion. She also helps with unions. You want to pray to Mother Mary, to Jesus, but Kuan Yin is the goddess of compassion. Also call on her every day about this. What you want to do is, you can also write him a soul letter. Don't do it too many times. Just do it like around the full moon time. And just from your heart, write the letter and then pray over it and then burn it in your sink and release it. And it'll go to him in thought form in his dreams and he'll receive it. You can do that the full moon times. It's a powerful time to do that. And also write in there whatever else you would want to say and clearing the air or whatever with him. I feel he pulled away because he felt there was too much control or demanding or whatever, but it's this the stuff with relationships and understanding and respect. So it's like I feel he will come back. They're saying it's just he's got to grow up first, and there's some other interactions in between, but it's just part of his path. In the meantime, focus on not just him, but, you know, your life, things that you bring you joy every week. Don't keep focusing on him.
Mm-hmm.
When people, men especially, will feel that your energy is no longer like focus on him or pulling on him, then it's like this, it's like they feel that. They feel that void of energy. So it's good to, I'm not saying go out with, and, you know, bars or whatever, but just go out, meet with your friends, do other things, have a greater social life in the sense of, like, doing activities you like, hobbies, whatever, and fill your life so full that, yes, if he returns to me, it's wonderful, but I'm not going to hang my whole life on it, attached to it. It's wonderful, and if not, it's okay. When you're in that space, then that's when higher probability of for him returning. So I feel it's in a few months. It might be November. Feels like maybe toward later fall, whatever, that there'll be a reconnection with him. It could be sooner. That's what Spirit's saying. So just as soon as when you get to that space of just being independent and you don't need him or anyone, but that there's a billion men on the planet and many of them would outdo him. So you get to that point, then he will feel that, and then that'll help for him returning back to you, because there is a strong bond. There is a potential for partnership. But he's got some little bit of growing up to do. Okay.
Yeah, definitely the growing up thing resonates. But do you think that he's seeing someone? Or maybe just, I don't know, if you're picking up like he's just,
I just see
fooling
that there's
with someone.
Right. Well, fooling around. There's other interactions, put it that way. It's like he goes out with his buddies or whatever, goes, you know, and there's other interactions and stuff. So he's like, he's not mature. He's not there at a place of blah, blah, blah. But he, it's like not serious. There's nothing serious. There's not like, oh, he's in love with someone else. No, not
yeah.
that. Okay.
So do you think that he, in the meantime, like, because I haven't spoken to him since December, do you feel like he still kind of views me as someone that he could be serious with at some point?
He hasn't been thinking about that seriously, but he reflects on you from time to time. And he's got growing up to do. That's what they're saying. So don't waste so much time on him. I mean, they don't mean to insult you, but don't waste it. But somehow in the next few months, he's going to grow up more. Something's going to happen where he's going to become more, and then there's be a reconnection with you toward the end of the year.
He's
better. Oh, it's better that he what? Because he is immature, and so he needs
mm-hmm.
to grow up. Because it's not good mm-hmm. for you. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'll move back? Because he actually moved to California for a job promotion. Like maybe it's almost been 2 years now. Do you see him moving back to Connecticut?
Oh, he's going to probably come back there toward the end of the year, probably for a trip. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why you're going to reconnect toward the end of the year.
Okay.
That could be because they're saying he should reconnect more toward the end of the year. I don't know that that's not there right now of him moving back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that with him. But he does think of you from time to time. And have you reached out to him, like in calling or text and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I did. Actually, the other day, well, it's been more than one time, but I left him a voicemail just like a few days ago telling him how I would like to just chat with him and whatnot. But I haven't heard from him yet.
Okay. It's because he's busy interacting, you know, here and there and he has his social meetings and things, but it's not like he's in love with someone else. It's just that he's bouncing around, so to speak.
Yeah, so it's not one particular girl, though. Kind of just playing the field, or whatever you want to call it.
Yes, that's right. Correct what you just said.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
he's definitely got more maturing, but you're a wonderful lady, and you're beautiful, and you're bright, and there's a lot of other potentials around you, okay,
mm-hmm.
as well. So
yeah.
I know you have a lot of interest in your life and everything, but keep focused, keep your life full. Don't dwell on him, but yet just allow the time and the knowingness that there will be a reconnection that he, and at that point, and he may get more serious, but he has been not there yet. He's not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hopefully he grows up within the next couple months and we can see some changes, but yeah, I'll definitely try to keep, you know, live my life and keep occupied.
No, there's other potential partners around you that you haven't connected with, so be open to that
yeah.
because there's a lot of gentlemen that are looking for, you know, you're very wonderful person and very compassionate and very caring and all of that. So,
thank you.
But don't, you know, those online things are not that great, but if you can find a matching thing that is personalized where they match you with a partner, you would be ideal for that. You'd be a perfect candidate where they personally match you kind of thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As well.
Well, thank you.
I mean, okay. And
thank
I'll look forward to talking to you again and come to the teleconference or private session because there's more. But you're don't sell yourself short because there's a lot of you have a lot of great connections around you is what I want to say. And Spirit saying there's many fish in the sea, dear one, and know that. And yet allow him to do what he has to do at this time, but there will be a reconnection. Okay. God bless.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Gloria. Okay,
night.
Let's do one more. We've got somebody that's been hanging in here a long time.
Okay.
And I know who it is. I recognize the phone number. This is Deanna. Deanna, you're live.
Hi, David. Thanks. Hi, Ethan.
Sure.
Hi there.
I didn't even know I was going to get on, so I don't have a ready question, but my always question is about work and being successful at what I do, and I'm working more, but the breakthrough has not yet arrived. Do you see it happening? Thank you.
In your work, you mean?
Yes.
Can you tell me kind of what you do, what type of work you do?
I'm a contractor, and I do language work.
Oh, okay. Thank you, because I spent a lot of readings I've been doing, and I'm a little weary, so I just couldn't pick up what arena you were in. Okay. So,
communications.
Oh, yes, right. You want to travel more?
Maybe.
Not really. Okay.
Maybe. This is more in my area. I live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go, you know, through the three counties.
Mm-hmm.
Without a car right now, so... Is there a car in my future that will allow me to travel more?
Of course, of course, yeah. Yeah, all you have to do is start visioning the car, have pictures of it, know it, just merge with that. It doesn't have to be, you know, a Lexus, whatever, but just a car that is perfect condition and perfect for you and all of that. And it can come to you in different ways. It doesn't, you know, it can... Some friend or neighbor or family could say, hey, I have this extra car. You know, it can come in ways you don't expect it. That's the thing about manifesting. Okay, so, but a car is minimal. No, I just felt like there might be a position for you somewhere else traveling, not in a car, but traveling. But that is a possibility. But in terms of you being promoted, yes, that is coming. I feel like it's not till beginning of next year, though, into 2018. It could be sooner, but there is a promotion and an up. It's like you're stepping up so in your work, so it'll be easier and much more responsibility, but easier and more money and everything. So what you've been targeting is coming to you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Great. I just need more work so I can get the car and everything else and not
yeah.
feel like I'm shipwrecked.
Correct.
I'm feeling shipwrecked. So,
right. No, and in the meantime, in November, something else comes in, a blessing for you from the angel. Something's coming in. It seems far away, but it's not. So there's other blessings coming in, coming your way. Just know it and affirm it. And Archangel... Gabriel for you. Gabriel and Raphael, call on them because they're helping you. They're one on each, and they're helping you with these projects, okay? Gabriel and Raphael.
I love Gabriel. He's the bearer of good news, and Raphael is the one that heals me and everyone else. So I do love that. Very much into this line of thinking, and that's probably what has not made me successful in practical work, because I'm always, my head is up in the clouds and mysticism and all that, you know.
No, that's okay.
I always try to be practical.
Yeah,
I know.
That's okay. It's there, and they'll help to ground you and everything, and then also call on Ariel, Archangel Ariel as well, okay? Those three are going to help you with these projects, and they'll help, and you'll see. And then just gratitude, but also they're going to bring some blessings to you coming along, so help you along the way. And so just see that already happening, okay?
Thank you very much. Athena is the one that is the equivalent of Minerva with the Romans, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So bless you, Athena, Minerva, and David. And thank you very much for taking my call. I always listen, so I'm grateful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Mm.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Deanna. God bless.
God bless
you. Well,
David.
Has been quite the show, Athena. You really were on a roll tonight.
Yes, we were. And blessings to you, Dave. You're going to have special blessings for having that extended call tonight. Special blessings coming to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, Athena will be back with us in October. And in the meantime, get in touch with her to get in on her teleconference on manifesting. Or to do some private work with her at area code 808-258-1063. Thank you to all the callers tonight, whether you got on or not. We appreciate it. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Athena.
Good night, everyone, and David. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Right. Okay, take good care.
Bye.